You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Extremely tasteful.
Breakfast food on 95BFM.
Oh, yes. And with an old mate this morning, Kia ora Priyasami, how are you today? Hello.
I'm good.
I'm excited to talk food with you today. Are you hungry? Are you ready?
Yeah, I am hungry.
Have you had your breakfast yet?
No.
Neither have I, actually.
Neither have I.
Oh, what are
oh,
we like?
God.
You made terrible
Guys,
mistake.
It's the most important meal of the day.
It absolutely is.
Unless you're intermittent fasting.
Yeah, and then you know? If anyone's tuning in and wondering what we're up to, we have missed breakfast food and we've missed our friends because it's been a long bloody pandemic. So we are asking our mates about their favourite foods and also about what's going on in their lives. So I'd be very keen to hear, Priya, what Bub has been getting up to. You've been working on some new tunes, I believe.
Yep. I actually got sick.
Oh no, did you get the COVID?
Nah.
Oh,
I was just
type of sick.
I had a headache and a sore glands and a sore throat, right? And everyone was like, "Keep taking those rat tests because it's gonna be COVID."
And it just wasn't.
And it wasn't COVID.
Oh my god!
And so I feel like annoyed because I don't have the immunity now.
And you're just like, I just got sick with something else. How dare? How very dare?
And I was like, I'm sick. And then I felt like no one cared because I didn't have COVID.
Yeah. Oh, sucks when that happens.
If anyone wants to give me a big pash with COVID, nah, don't.
Not
That's the kiss of death. That's no jokes.
Not a hot take.
No.
What has Bub been working on, though? Because you guys have put
not
out
dates.
Some, not dates. But you have been putting out some good songs, and I know you've been tinkering away in the studio a little bit. Are you writing? Are you recording? Are you just hanging out? What's the vibes?
Oh, my gosh. Rachel and Zoe. we're nearly, like, finished recording.
Oh, shoot. That's super cool.
Which, yeah, I thought super cool. But it means that all the little bits that you put off to the end, like percussion and BVs for me,
yep.
I've just been like going, I really should spend some time on that and do some preparation before I go into the studio with Bob and like wail into the into the mic, like, and go, "Oh, I've got this really idea."
Beautiful.
I literally did that the other day and I was like, fuck, I really need to like figure out what I'm doing so I can actually do it.
Shout outs to Bob Frisbee, very patient music
he
man.
He is so patient and he's so nice. Like when I go, and he's like not even mean about it.
Oh, we love that.
Yeah.
So that's sounding exciting though, getting close. It is the nitty gritty bit at the end. It's like writing an essay and then you have to go back and proofread it. And you're like, oh God, the sentences I've written. It's just the worst bit of looking at your own art. It's the bit where you get beyond caring. You're like, get it done, get it out of me. And then you get the fun of sharing it with people.
Yeah, and then I'm like, I'm also like so in it that I'm like, This is shit. Oh, I love it. I hate it. I love it. When do I walk away?
Yeah, it's very, it's hard, that last little bit.
Yeah.
I think we should talk about food. What is your, like, recipe, your food, your comfort food you've brought in for us today, Priya?
Well, because we're all partly American Jewish.
All of us, yeah.
All of us. Everywhere. I love bagels.
Oh,
same.
Yes.
I love them.
Do you know during the lockdown we would get bagels delivered probably once or twice a week?
Yeah, it was
our coping
that
treat.
Was the breakfast the breakfast food coping. The breakfast
That's
food,
awesome.
Breakfast team's coping mechanism was bagels, yeah.
Yum. Best ugly or
Yeah, sometimes
gracious?
Sometimes both.
We like to mix it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes we'd make them.
Whoa, shut up, this is my thing.
Well, I was gonna say not like from scratch either though, but bring us your bagel recipe. What have you got for us, Priya?
Well, everyone knows it's a big process, isn't it?
Yes.
Mine is I'm gonna do my thing. So it's night before.
Okay, this requires prep.
Yep, thinly slice some red onion and place in a jar.
Nice.
And pour over whatever kind of vinegar you have.
Any kind's fine?
Any kind, I don't even care. cider vinegar's pretty, probably yummier.
Yeah.
But also make sure it is vinegar and not some cleaning chemical that you mix once when you were trying to be eco-friendly.
Oh, God, yeah. Hot tip. Very hot tip.
So this recipe is off a New Zealand newspaper website that I don't want to mention because they're dicks. Anyway. Oh, no, they're not. They're not. Please play my music video when it comes out. I fucked that up.
Oh, it's all right. They're asleep still. It's fine.
Anyway, I was in jazz band at high school, and Delaney Mez was a trumpet player.
Oh, cool.
And she went on to become a lawyer, and then she got heartbroken and she made a cooking website, and now she's a bloody chef person and does catering and stuff. Anyway, this is her recipe.
Okay, this is Delaney's. Actually, Delaney is a breakfast food alumni as well. She used to do breakfast food before I had this job.
Shut the front door.
Many a moon ago. Yeah. So I'm keen to hear Delaney's breakfast food bagel recipe.
Yeah. So this recipe makes 8, but I always think if you're gonna do this, just make heaps and then give them to people. So I've doubled the recipe.
Nice.
So you need ingredients. You need 4 teaspoons of active dry yeast, and I recommend getting the Edmunds box of yeast sachets. You know, it's cooking yeast, not any other type. And the little sachets, they stay potent and fresh for longer.
We love that. Shelf life.
Yeah.
Very good.
3 tablespoons of white sugar. And this is sugar that's really good for you, so don't worry about it. then you need 2.5 cups of warm water and 7 cups of high-grade flour and extra for kneading. And I just do whatever's left, but do check for bugs in your flour.
Yeah, don't want pantry moths up in your bagels.
Nap. Or maybe.
You do you. Yeah, eat what you want to eat.
And then 2 teaspoons of salt.
Cool. Heat.
Okay. Method 1. Take 1 cup of warm water and add the sugar and yeast. Allow to sit for about 5 minutes until it dissolves and foams slightly.
Yes.
Number 2. Mix the remaining flour mixture with the salt in a large mixing bowl. Add the yeast mixture along with half the remaining water. Mix and stir with a large wooden spoon, adding a little more warm water if necessary to result in a firm dough.
I'm following.
You might want to get an extra friend for this. When you start putting your hands in this stuff, you really can't touch anything else.
Yeah, this is always the problem when you do scones or bagels or anything that requires kneading, and you're like, oh, can someone turn the tap on for me? Can someone please pass me that thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
You need a mate for this one.
Yeah, or a doctor's surgery lever.
Yeah.
Anyway, number 3. Sprinkle flour on the bench and knead the dough for 10 minutes. If you have a cake mixer, which no one does.
Who has a cake mixer? None of us are that
blah,
bougie.
Blah, blah, blah. But 10 minutes is actually so long. So I like to put on 3 to 4 songs.
Yep.
That are really tough songs.
Yes. Get a hearty. It's like doing sprints at the gym or something. You know, got to get through this next bit. Just knead for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know about that sprints at the gym.
Neither do I. I don't know why I said that. I've literally never gone to the gym.
Did you know that Rachel from Breakfast on BFM is a gym buff?
I've gone to the gym to do yoga. This is not me trying to flex on how useless I am at the gym. I just really never go.
I've seen your guns before. You definitely work out.
Oh,
okay, let me get back to this.
We're kneading. We're kneading. We're 10 minutes into kneading. What happens next?
Sprinkle over more flour if necessary to result in a firm dough. Line a mixing bowl with a swirl of oil.
Ooh, a swirl.
Wow, that's what Delaney said.
Nice.
And I use olive, but anything. Use your gym sweat, whatever. natural oils. And cover with a damp tea towel and place somewhere warm to rise for an hour, in which time the dough should double in size. So make sure it's a big bowl. After an hour, punch the dough down and leave for another 10 minutes.
The most fun I love to punch the dough.
I usually put it on top of the fridge.
Yep, good spot.
But that's because my last flat had a dodgy fridge. So I don't think fridges are supposed to be hot at the top. I should call them, because what if it's blown up? Anyway,
oh my God.
Number 5, place a large pot after this. So we've already gone a night before. We've done an hour, 10 minutes of bloody kneading, an hour of waiting.
Yeah.
And then another 10 minutes. Gosh.
Back to the kneading.
This time now we've got number 5. Place a large pot of water onto the boil. Remove the dough from the bowl and divide into 16 pieces.
Yes.
Roll each piece into a ball by rolling it around on the bench top using the palm of your hand. Gently press your finger into the center of each dough ball and work it between your hands to make a ring.
Beautiful.
There are some great YouTube tutorials on making dough rings for bagels. Mine have never turned out right.
No,
like I've never
we
made
love a lumpy
one.
Bagel. They look cute. They're fun. You know they were homemade.
Yeah. And also sometimes I make smaller ones because of I've got nieces and nephews and I like giving them a little baby sized one.
So once you've got your holy bagel, what do you do with it next?
Place each bagel onto a lightly greased baking tray, cover again with a damp tea towel and rest for a further 10 minutes.
God, there's a lot of waiting in this, isn't there?
Yeah. Now preheat oven to 220 degrees Celsius, reduce the heat of the water and using a slotted spoon, which is just a hole spoon.
Yep.
Like a spoon with holes in it.
Spoon with holes.
Lower bagels into the water in batches. They will float to the top, at which point let them boil on each side for about 1 to 2 minutes, flipping them over carefully in between. I also use a song for this part.
That's
so
a good one.
Oh, halfway.
Time to flip.
Oh, second chorus. Flip. Remove, then number 7, remove each bagel carefully from the water and place on the baking tray. Sprinkle lightly with a little sea salt if you wish.
Ooh.
Bake in the preheated oven for 20 minutes until golden. Cool on a wire rack and enjoy while warm, or allow to cool, then slice and toast them.
Yum!
The next thing
What do you
for
put
me
on yours?
Is,
I need to know. What do you put on the
top? I put heaps of cream cheese.
Yes, correct.
Fresh salmon.
Mmm.
Capers, which you can't get at Mount Eden, you know what, supermarket, but
yes,
they are at the Ponsonby one.
Good to know. Very good to know.
And then I sprinkle that thinly sliced red onion that's been in the jar of vinegar.
Yum. Oh,
delicious.
Chef's kiss.
And then I eat it.
That's amazing. Thank you for bringing us some beautiful comfort bagels this morning on Breakfast Food.
Bub Band's Bagels.
Pre-Asami.
Bub Band's Bagels.
We've got some bagel texts coming in here. Someone says, can't go wrong with a bit of avocado and a nice bit of lemon.
I'm allergic.
Oh, okay. You can go wrong.
Awesome. Are they trying to kill me? Are you trying to kill me? Avocado. Oh, my God.
Okay, no avocado on Priya's bagels, but on your bagel, you live your best life. Someone says the bagels from Kosher Deli on Grey's Ave are delicious. I haven't been there, but that sounds like a good rec. And someone says, who is this amazing baker? It's Priya Sami from Bub. Hey, thank you so much, Priya, for chatting with us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Have a lovely rest of your day and we'll see you soon.
Yeah. Bye, Rich. Bye, Zoe.
Bye.
See ya. Bye, BFM.
Why couldn't you? for thought.
Breakfast Food on 95 BFM.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.